If you've been feeling that there's more to life than just the daily grind or an endless striving for material success, if you know that there is a deeper calling inside of you that you haven't fully stepped into yet, now is the time to step forward on your path. No matter what is happening in life, there is a sacred place within you, a place where you can access the abilities of your soul to heal and transform the energies within and around you. This is the gift of Reiki, and if you resonate with what I'm saying, then it's calling you. Reiki is a gentle but powerful path of healing and transformation. It shows you how to unlock the doors to your inner world and find that sanctuary within that has unlimited access to healing energy for your physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies. On June 6th and 7th, we'll show you how to access this tangible healing energy so you can heal yourself and share it with others. Whether you want to balance your chakras and clear your aura of unwanted energies, help your children or family when they're struggling emotionally or physically, balance your emotional and mental states for better well-being, or clear old patterns and past life trauma from your energy. Our in-person Reiki 1 and 2 certification class is a two-day class that will help you do just that. It isn't just an education, it is truly an awakening. Even for those who have never considered the path of energy work before, let this be your sign. Reiki is more than just a practice. It is a journey of heart, reconnecting you with the depths of your own soul and its potential. It's about connecting with yourself in the most profound, meaningful ways possible. So if you're feeling the call, if your heart stirs a little at the thought of embarking on this journey, join us on June 6th and 7th for our Reiki 1 and 2 certification class. Embrace the opportunity to transform, to heal, and connect with the essence of your true self. Spaces are limited so everyone can get personal guidance and support so you can save your spot today and let's embark on this beautiful journey together. Visit our website at sedonamedium.com/innerpeace. That's sedonamedium.com/innerpeace. So today I wanted to share five questions. If you're feeling stuck, if you know you're getting some direction from the other side, but you don't quite understand it yet, these five questions are things that you can ask during a reading, during a session, to give you some more clarity around an energy that's happening.
Welcome to the Modern Life and Spirit Podcast, where we explore spiritual topics relevant to today's world. Your hosts, certified psychic medium Christina Wooten and Reiki master teacher Robert Wooten, break down how to work with spirit to create more positive growth in your life. Consider this podcast your go-to spiritual resource for navigating the modern world.
Hey there, kindred spirits. Welcome to Modern Life and Spirit Podcast. It's Christina Wooten, certified psychic medium at sedonamedium.com. And I just want to start off today by saying that whether you've been listening to us for today, just the first time, or whether you've been with us for a while, thank you so much for sharing some of your love, sharing some of your light. I truly believe that when we grow spiritually, when we take responsibility for raising our vibration, for shifting the energy, we are changing the collective consciousness for the benefit of all. And that is so important. We are not just individuals doing this, that it is truly all of us uniting all of our energy and helping to support not only our own growth, but others along the way. So thank you. Thank you for what you are doing today. I wanted to start off today by addressing a challenge that sometimes comes up when you are connecting with your spirit guides. So maybe you are having a message that's coming through. You've been asking a question, something that's been on your heart. Maybe you're kind of wrestling with something in your life and you keep going to spirit saying, "What am I supposed to do about this?" And you keep getting a message back. But that message that's coming back, you can't quite understand how it's related, or you're not sure exactly how to apply that message into the situation or around the situation. So instead of doing something, you just keep going back to that same question, going, "What are you talking about, Spirit? What do I really need to be doing?" And of course, you keep getting the same answer. I've had this happen before, and I know other people do too, where maybe you're pulling a card for something and you just don't quite understand how it connects. So instead of pulling clarification cards, you're like, maybe I just thought about something different. Let me just start all over. Let me shuffle this again right quick. And then out of the 50-something cards, you pull the exact same card as kind of a way of spirit hitting you over the head going, listen, I was answering your question. So what do you do when you're getting a message and you know that it's a message, but you can't quite understand how to apply it? Your consciousness isn't ready to see or isn't able to fully understand how to integrate that message into your current situation. I know there have been times where this has happened to me, and in hindsight, I understood it completely. It made perfect sense. It was exactly what I needed to hear in that moment. But I didn't realize it at the time. I just kept thinking, I can't do that. That doesn't make sense. I can't do that. But what I really needed to do was to shift my consciousness to accommodate the new thought, the new energy, the new direction that was coming forward for me. So sometimes we get those messages and we understand them more fully in hindsight, but that doesn't help us in the moment. You know, it doesn't help us when we're going like, what are you talking about? So today I wanted to share 5 questions. If you're feeling stuck, if you know you're getting some direction from the other side, if you know you're getting an answer in meditation, or you're getting a feeling, a sense, a message that's saying, hey, you need to be moving in this direction, but you don't quite understand it yet. You're not sure how it applies. You're not sure how that consciousness connects with what you feel like you really need to be doing. So these 5 questions are things that you can ask, whether it is your communication with your guides, if that's something that you've established and you've been working on for a long time, or it can be something that you ask a psychic medium like myself during a reading, during a session, to give you more clarity around an energy that's happening. So let's talk about these questions. How do you get a little bit more information? How do you try and approach it from a different perspective, from a different angle, to try and give you some insight? And remembering that our intuition and that connection with spirit is not here to take away our free choice. And it's not here to give us the entire roadmap and to give us the, you know, final chapter of the book. It's helping us take the next right step on our journey. So you need just enough information, just enough inspiration, just enough aha to take that next right step in how you're applying this energy into your journey. So let's dig into the 5 questions. My first one is, what is the energy around this situation? Sometimes just knowing what energy is happening around the situation can help you understand how to combat that, how to address it, whether it's supportive, whether it's not very supportive. It gives you a little bit of extra insight about what might be going on or what might be an influence around that area of life. But here's how I want you to customize it. So say your question is really about your finances. I don't want you to ask, what's the energy around my financial situation? And the reason I don't want you to say just that is it's not very clear. Your financial situation can encompass your entire life. So the answer to that question about what's the energy around your financial situation for your entire life isn't really helpful when what you really need is some direction about the next 6 months, the next year, the next 5 years. So you want to be a lot more specific. So you're going to shift that into, what's the energy around my financial situation over the next 6 months? So be a little bit more specific there so that that way you know you are getting direction about exactly what it is that you're needing extra support with. To answer that question, you might have a situation where spirit's saying to you, listen, you're in a period where you're sort of paying the universe back at the moment. You're sharing your wealth, you're sharing your abundance, you're sharing your money energy out into the world. And so you're going to find that things pop up and things come up where you have to expend some of that energy. And of course, when we expend, we're also creating more room for more positive energy to come in and flow into us as well. So just knowing that can bring a little bit more of acceptance, a little bit more understanding about what's happening instead of all of that frustration energy that comes in when everything's unexpected or when you feel overwhelmed and you don't feel prepared for the energy that's coming forward. So just knowing the energy that's surrounding a situation gives you a little bit of direction and hopefully a little bit of extra peace, even if it's something that you don't want to hear or you're not super excited about. I always find that in readings and also my work individually with spirit, with my guides, that they always give me something positive to focus on. So that if there's something that I can't control, that is just the process of the journey, I'm learning, I'm growing, and I'm going to have what to me is on a human level might be a frustrating influence, they give me something to redirect my energy to. And so that's always helpful as well. So pay attention to if you have a tendency to get the problems or the challenges when you're talking to your guides, make sure that you're also asking for what can I focus on during this time to help me move forward. Now, that could be an extra question that we're adding into the five, but I'm not. So you could just add that in if that was something that you needed extra support on, if you're getting a frustrating influence as an answer to that question. All right. So number two, my second question. What is the best way for me to show up for the best outcome? I find this is so helpful. My guides love this question because it's all about your state of being instead of focusing on doing. Our guides really want us to understand that it's not about what we're doing all the time. It's our state of consciousness, the energy that we're bringing forward in totality around the experience, knowing that all of our external experiences are somehow a reflection of things that are happening internally. So if we're focused on doing, we're focused on all this external stuff, but we're not really hitting the mark. We're not focusing on what the internal shift and change and transformation is, which is what really changes things instead of just putting little band-aids here and there. So what is the best way for me to show up for the best outcome? Helps you understand what energy you can bring forward internally that will help to naturally shift the tide. So maybe the answer to this is you need more self-acceptance, you need more self-love, you need more of a sense of humor, you need more openness and flexibility to the process. Knowing how you can show up and what attitude to bring to the party will make a big difference in how all of this flows for you. And again, it changes your focus from being on what you need to do to instead, how do you be? How do you create and establish this strong energy within you that's really impacting and affecting the outside world? All right, let's go to number three. Is there a limiting belief that is obscuring my understanding? Boy, this can make a big difference because we do have blindness at times around your limiting beliefs. So you may think, oh, I have done all of this work around abundance. I have done all of this work around my self-esteem. I have done all of this work around my anger. And suddenly, you know, it kind of comes up in these little hidden ways that seem like they're not connected, but actually are these little side manifestations that are part of, you know, areas that we still have to root out, that's still part of our healing journey and part of our healing process. So using the higher vibration and the perspective of spirit to help us to see if there is a limiting belief there that is perhaps impacting how you're viewing the situation so that it seems maybe it's obscuring the truth from you. Maybe it's preventing you from seeing something that you can really do. And you feel like, oh, I can't do this because of XYZ and this XYZ and this XYZ. But really, if you change your perspective, maybe it is something that you 100% can do, but you're afraid to do. So spirit can highlight and show you areas where maybe that limiting belief is creating some blindness in your possibilities. Because remember, with spirit, all things are possible. So we have to look at when we feel like we're in a prison of our own making, when we feel like, you know, our mind is saying, well, you can't do this and you can't do this and you can't do this. There's always got to be a limiting belief when we feel like we're in prison like that. So it's about having your spirit guides help point out what that could be. Number four, what do I need to believe about myself to make the best decision? This has a big impact on yourself and your energy to know that, because sometimes we just need to hear our light reflected back to us. That, well, Christina, if you just believed that you were able to accomplish anything, if you really believed that you could trump any challenge, you wouldn't be afraid to take new things on, for example. So this just asks your spirit guides to help reflect back some of that light to you, things that you might not be seeing, things that you need a little bit of a reality check. Maybe you've had a little too much human brainwashing here. You need just a moment to see things from the higher perspective, to know who you are, to feel who you are again for a moment, and to remind yourself that I absolutely can do whatever it is that needs to be done, and here's why. The last question that I have for you today is, has this lesson shown up in other times of my life? Woo! This one is a game changer. Has this lesson shown up in other times of my life? Because very often we are playing things out. Either we're taking something to the next level and we're going deeper with it, especially if you have noticed that you have a challenge that just keeps coming up over and over and over in life. That doesn't mean you're repeating the same thing. It can feel like you're repeating the same thing, but sometimes you're just going deeper with that lesson. Sometimes you're healing it at a core level. And spirit's going to help us to accomplish that high level goal of let's clear it once and for all, instead of let's put a Band-Aid on it and just move on to the next life. You know, we really want to feel true vibrational change and feel closer to who we really are in the astral world and in the spirit world. And so our calling is always to shift that energy as much as we can within ourselves and around us so that it matches who we truly are. So understanding how this lesson may have shown up in other periods of your life can help you to understand and just reflect on what worked for you in the past, what absolutely didn't work, what you feel like in hindsight, because you know we get a lot of clarity in hindsight. If you look at those situations in hindsight, what it was that maybe you would approach differently or do differently this time. So it gives you an opportunity to just kind of look for those threads, look for those connections, look for the spaces where you might just go, okay, clearly I'm going deeper with this. Knowing that I'm going deeper with this, what did I learn last time? And what would I bring forward into this next experience and adventure to help me continue to shift this energy? It also gives you a little bit of a hint at what sometimes spirit is looking to you for. So I've had situations around boundaries and lessons around boundaries where spirit has had to kind of push me a bit to set those and really be direct about some of those. And so occasionally that lesson will pop up back again. It's like, oh, it's time to be firm and be strong and express my true authentic self in this moment, which is really a gift. It's a blessing to be able to do that, but it can also feel hard at times. So know your lessons as well. Know some of the recurring themes that pop up and also what spirit is asking for you. Sometimes it's hard. And once we do that thing that's in alignment, once we express ourselves in the higher vibrational way, it's also an opportunity for us to feel that relief of being closer to our true self. There's just like this deep breath that our spirit takes when we're truly in that energy and we're in alignment and we're expressing our heart out into the world and letting go of fear and being courageous and strong and bold and powerful, that our spirit just goes, yes, yes. And boy, that is a really, really great feeling. So I hope that these questions, you can write them down And you can use them again whenever you need to touch back in with your guides, when you're getting that same message that you just aren't quite understanding because your consciousness isn't there yet. Or maybe you just need more information and you want to talk with someone who's connected with spirit as well to just give you another perspective, to offer extra support, to create that direct connection with your spirit guides and support you in that process. Writing these questions down so that you can take that subject matter and go really deeply into it will be a real energy shifter. And also full of aha moments and inspirations, because so often we're just surprised by things that are connected. But when spirit brings it up, it's like, oh, I get it. That makes perfect sense. But that was way deep in the subconscious, or it was way deep away from my awareness. So it's really, really exciting when we can see that come forward and we have more opportunity to heal that and to really shift the energy in a positive way. All right. So I hope that you enjoy these questions. I hope that it helps you take all of these messages and go a little bit deeper with it. If you're really serious about wanting to do that deeper level healing work, if you want to clear those limiting patterns and belief, and you want to clear it from the energy level, you want to clear it from your chakras, you want to clear it from your core energy so that you're not continuously expressing the same patterns, you're really focused on that deeper level healing and not those band-aids, then I'd want to invite you to come join us in Sedona here, June 6th and 7th. We have Reiki 1 and Reiki 2 class, which really helps connect you to universal healing energy. So the ability to channel that healing energy into your chakras, into your aura system, so that at any time you're connected with that higher vibrational energy and can keep bringing your healing to higher and higher levels. We also have a class on September 14th and 15th, but our next one is June 6th and 7th. So I would invite you to join us for that. Learn more at SedonaMedium.com/innerpeace. That's SedonaMedium.com/innerpeace. All right, everyone. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us. Many blessings.
The Modern Life and Spirit podcast is for informational purposes only. The information provided is not intended to provide medical, psychological, legal, or financial advice. The information provided is not to diagnose or treat any medical or psychological illness. To read the full disclaimer, see SedonaMedium.com.